Hello, good morning for some of you, good afternoon for others, or maybe even evening. I woke up this morning with this feeling of climbing a mountain. I have been climbing and climbing and climbing. Sometimes I slide down and I get back up and I go and I move. And I try to get back up there, and what just keeps coming is don't give up. Don't give up. So for all of you out there who feel like you've been working so hard and the rewards just aren't coming in, you're just not seeing the fruits of your labor in whatever part of your life this pertains to, just keep climbing. And that's really the advice that Spirit's bringing. Don't stop climbing. Keep going. Your rewards will be there. It's in divine timing. Everything is always in divine timing. Whatever you're creating, whatever you're building, whatever you are striving for will come if you continue to work, if you continue to build, if you continue to just climb the mountain. And as I say that, I feel exhausted. I have a new project that I'm working on, and it just doesn't feel like it's going to get off the ground. And I'll get really depressed at times because of that. You know, you start to get a little depressed, like, oh my God, is this ever going to happen? Or why isn't this resonating with people? Or is anyone going to like it? Or what's happening? You know, all of that comes to mind. Why isn't for some of you, it may be, I'm working so hard, I need that big break. I need that break where the money starts coming in. Or I need that break where I meet someone and my whole life just opens up and in this one area, whether that's love or business, whatever that partnership is, or whatever, you know, it is that you are looking for. We often, you know, when we work so hard, we're waiting for that break to come. I guess that's where I was going. And the break is around the corner. Just keep climbing and keep that hope alive, keep expanded for whatever's coming. I know for myself that Spirit rarely brings me what I'm looking for in the way that I'm looking for it. So there are times when I miss some of the signs. I miss that, wow, you know what? If I would just stop thinking it has to look like this, I could sit and just enjoy what I've done. I can enjoy the journey. I can enjoy what I've created this far. And I miss it. I miss that sometimes because my brain is spinning and I want it to look a certain way. It has to be, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I have to get this red ball for whatever reason. That's the way. It has to be this size, and it has to be shiny, and it has to be this color red, and it has to be sitting right here. And that's what I want. And I get so focused on that. My thinking becomes so narrow. And that's what I'm thinking, that I miss some of the other wonderful things that happened. Maybe there was a beautiful, smaller blue ball that showed up. And it could have brought me some joy. It could have made me feel like, okay, I'm getting this. All right, this is a reward for what all the work I've been doing. I'm going to take a moment and sit with this and be in gratitude and be thankful that that I'm being rewarded. But instead, I'll look past that because it has to be that red ball. And I was reminded today when I woke up that I need to just keep climbing. Just keep climbing that mountain, and I slide back down and I get up and I keep going. And really, that's what it's about. It's about not giving up. Keep going. So I'm not sure who out there needs to hear this, but I know that someone does, and I hope you hear this. Keep going. What else are you going to do? Are you just going to stop and bury your head and be in a pity party? I've seen that happen a lot. People just give up and go away, and they leave their dream that was probably right around the corner, which was probably one more step up on that mountain, and they would have got some reward. Yet they let the pressure of it, they let the expectation of what it needs to look like, and it wasn't there. They let all that get them down, and they just went ahead and slid down the mountain and just sat in all the mud. That's not what Spirit wants for us. That's not what Spirit wants for you. Spirit wants you to feel that resolve. Spirit wants you to heal when that comes up. When we start doubting ourselves, when we stop trusting Spirit and we stop trusting ourselves and this path that we're on, when we stop that, we give up on Spirit. We give up on ourselves, and then nothing's going to happen. And that's not what Spirit wants for any of us. And when I say Spirit, it's not just something outside of ourselves. Spirit is within us and is around us and is connected to everything. Everything around you is Spirit. Spirit wants us all to succeed. Spirit wants us to heal on the way. So when you're feeling that doubt and that fear, whatever comes up, that wanting to quit, sort of just walk away, and you're not walking toward anything, you're just giving everything up, it's time to heal something. It's real. There's something coming up for you, some trauma that's coming up, some wall that has been placed in your way, and it was created by you for you to learn a lesson. So if you're at that place where, you know, just screw it, I'm giving up, that's it, that's time to really stop and look in and say, okay, what really is this? This is just fear. And as we know, fear is a liar. Fear lies to us. Fear keeps us from reaching our goals. Fear keeps us from joy and happiness and love. That's what fear does. And that's what our programming does from the wounding and the trauma that we had in our childhood. Sometimes it's just a habit. Nothing's ever going to go my way, so I'm just going to, and you know, that sort of Eeyore thing. I've known many people with that Eeyore thing going for them, and it really becomes a habit sometimes. It's an awful habit, and what you're doing essentially is saying, I want to look humble, I want to look sad, I want to look like, you know, I'm a victim, and that way when it doesn't happen, I can say, see, it didn't happen. Well, if you're going to be stuck in Eeyore, it's not going to happen. So self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess, is what you'd call that. But that's just programming, and that's not true. It's lying to you. Your ego is lying to you. Our ego only knows the past. Our ego only knows what we've been through, and it's constantly there trying to keep us safe, right? Well, what was safe when we were, you know, 5 years old is not the same thing that's safe today as an adult, however old you are. So again, what I woke up with is keep climbing. See that mountain in front of you, and it looks daunting, and just don't give up. Keep reaching, and don't look up. I was just reminded, my husband used to be a jogger, and he would jog, and there's this big, long street, and it just, there's this slow incline up, and you can stand at the bottom and look up, and oh my God, it's exhausting. I wasn't a jogger ever. No, I'm talking about like when I'm in the car and I'm going, it's like, oh yeah, this is the hill that you used to run up, and it would make me tired just thinking about it. And he would say how he got through it was, as he's jogging, he knows where it is and he would get there and he just wouldn't look up. He would just look at his feet moving. His feet moving up, carrying him to the top of the mountain, carrying him to the top of that hill that was exhausting, that could have and has probably broken many people, many joggers running up that hill. I'm sure they gave up and just walked back down, whatever. Excuse me. Don't let that happen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep moving. Just keep looking at your feet moving, taking you up the mountain, reaching up and grabbing onto whatever it is you need to grab onto to pull yourself up and keep going. And you might backslide, and that's okay. It's part of the process. You are learning something. You are learning to have grit. You are learning to dig deep inside of that strength and keep going. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? If you give up and slide back down into the muck, you've lost everything. Everything. If you keep going, you're going to reach a goal. You're going to be satisfied. You're going to be rewarded with something. Again, it may not look exactly like you think it does, but spirit will reward you. You will be rewarded within yourself because you kept going. Keep moving. Watch. Don't look up to see, oh, shoot, I have so far to go and I'm so exhausted and the climb is just killing me. Don't go there. Don't go there. Relax. Take a breath. Take a moment. It's okay to take a break. You can take a break from climbing. Take a break. Take a breath. Remember what it is that you want. Remember who you are. Expand your awareness. Open to the possibilities that are coming for you. Open to the possibilities of what's around you. We often miss so much of what's around us because we get so focused on what it is we want, and it has to look that red ball. It has to be that. And we miss out on so much. Look around you. You have so much. You have gained so much. And not just in your material world, with inside you. Have you been healing and growing and evolving? Are you meeting new people? Are you listening to different points of view and trying to understand what someone else is thinking? Open yourself up. Get out of your bubble. Get out of your whatever that is that's sort of keeping you stuck and get moving. Spirit rewards those in motion. And motion is what you need to be doing. You can't just sit on your sofa eating potato chips and watching TV and expecting whatever it is to come knocking at your door. Hey, you want this? This is great. Look, you don't have to do anything for it. Here you go. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. You have to be in motion. Now, part of being in motion is sitting and allowing spirit to fill you, allowing your dignity to build up, allowing the love for yourself to build up, allowing that self-worth. That is part of movement as well. That's through meditation, through communing with spirit, doing something nice for yourself, maybe going for a walk or taking a warm bubble bath, something that renews your spirit, whatever that is. Whatever that is. Now, I'm getting that for some people, or it is not shopping. Okay, that's, I guess that's what's coming. that's not shopping. Buying yourself something new is very, that's just sort of a short win. And then you have a bill or you have whatever this thing and the newness goes away. We're talking about inside. That's what Spirit wants you to renew. Renew from the inside out. Do something that brings you joy from the inside, sitting quietly, which, oh, that sounds daunting to me. Just try and get this brain to shut off. That is no easy task for me. I'm a thinker. I'm an overthinker. I'm always, you know, looking for that new thing. Sitting quietly is not easy. What I do is I meditate in the way that I meditate. Typically I'm moving. I'm walking around the house. I'm doing dishes. You all know Mary Lynn, she vacuums. Like these are ways to get your ego out of the way and just commune with Spirit and just allow your higher self to just fill you with your own fabulous energy, that energy of self-worth and dignity. And for me, dignity is something that I lean on a lot, my own dignity. And that's dignity is the way you honor yourself. And for me, that's dignity is that word, is that thing that really helps turn me around. And I would encourage you to find a word or something, some term that makes you feel proud, that says, okay. Now, dignity doesn't make me want to, it's not like I'm going to run out and conquer the world because I feel dignity. It's a very quiet emotion for me. And it's a feeling, for me, dignity is the way I honor myself, is the way I love who I am. And I can feel that. It's a very foundational thing for me. I start most of my meditations, no matter what I'm doing, or just grounding. Getting grounded is also something you all need to learn. That's a really important thing to do. But dignity is always, that's like my foundation. I start in dignity, and then I build from there. That's what works for me. It's not just to say the word, but is to feel the word. And I can feel it in my body, and I can feel how it makes me feel so proud, and it makes me want to keep going. And it's not a dignity for me. It's not this fast-paced thing. Okay, rah, I'm going to go out there and kick some ass. It's not that at all. It's that conviction that I can do it, that I am worthy of it. I have my dignity. You know, I set boundaries, not allowing, people can't take advantage of you unless you allow it. So not allowing other people to take advantage of me, that's a boundary. That feeling of dignity that this is who I am in this world. And I'm proud of who I am. I've worked very hard to get here. Like all of us, we grew up and, you know, we got our ass kicked. That's what we do. We get traumatized. We get wounded. We get programmed. All of that stuff happens. And then we live with all of that. And then at some point, we decide to heal. Because that's really the purpose of our life, is to heal all that wounding, to heal the trauma, to heal who you thought you were. I know I've said this before, but the woman today is not the woman of 10 years ago, and certainly not before that. But I love who I am today. I'm still a work in progress. We all are. But I've done so much healing, you wouldn't recognize me today. You would not. I am so different than I was then. And thankfully, and I'm super grateful, and I have, even have to pinch myself sometimes that my husband stayed with me through all the healing, all the crazy, all the everything. He stuck by my side and he's always been there, and I absolutely adore him and love him for that. And I'm so very grateful. Because I wasn't always a nice person. I had a lot of trauma. And so today, to be able to sit in my own dignity is amazing to me. There was a time I had no dignity. I had no dignity. And so to have it now and to sit in that and to be proud of who I am, you know, flaws and all, is a beautiful thing. And I hold on to that, and I hold on to that dignity. And that's how I start my day, with that foundation. Or if I'm starting down a road of a pity party and it's never going to happen, I'm tired of climbing this mountain, maybe I should just give up, maybe it's not for me, blah, 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 I remember to come back to that place of dignity. Now, sometimes it's a hard road coming back to that place. Sometimes spirit really has to smack me around to remind me that it's just a mountain and I'm climbing it. I'm doing my job. And sure, I slip and fall sometimes. I slip, backslide, but I get back up and I keep moving because of my dignity. Because of my dignity. Because of my dignity. And yes, I'm going to keep repeating that, because sometimes you have to say it a few times to really feel it. So anyway, keep climbing. Whoever needs to hear this, and I think we all do in certain areas of our life, dust yourself off and keep climbing and take responsibility. Please don't forget to take responsibility. What's coming now is indignation. If you ever feel indignation, if someone like does something to you and you're like, whatever, I'm better than that, and I'm going to turn and I'm going to walk away and blah, 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 blah. You know that whole thing. You know that whole story. We've all done it. Someone does something and we get offended and we think we're really, you know, holding on to our dignity, and I'm going to hold on to my dignity and I'm going to walk away. I encourage you all, when that happens, and I speak to myself as well, to stop for a moment. Are you really feeling dignity at that moment? Because that's not what dignity is. That's indignation for sure. And that's not the same thing. I'd really encourage you to sit with that and feel into that. And what is that? And how can you heal that? How can you come to a place of balance and love and a place of dignity within that? I'm not sure who that was for, but that just came in from spirit. So that was for someone who's listening. Dignity. Dignity is certainly my friend. And maybe that would work for those of you listening. I don't know. But really what I came to say is, keep climbing. You will get there. Expand your perspective to look around you and see what you have learned and earned and from this climb. And they say it's about the journey, right? That's what they always say, which always irritates the crap out of me, because sometimes the journey is so hard and I just want that reward at the end. But in a sense, it is true. It is about the journey. Keep going. Just keep climbing. You will get there. And if you haven't got there yet, if you feel like you've been struggling for a long time, it very well could be there's something there that you're missing. Spirit wants you to heal something. Spirit wants you to do something. There's something there that's truly keeping you from going. And it could just be doubt and fear, and not just, I mean, those aren't little things, but that could be what it is. And spirit is really asking you to look at it and figure out what that is, and your climb will get easier, at least for a little bit, before something else comes. But if you haven't got there yet, keep moving, keep working, keep climbing. You will get there. There is a reward at the top of the mountain for you, and it's going to be so joyful and so beautiful. Don't give up now. Don't give up. Keep pushing, keep climbing, and you will make it there. And we will make it there. I'm in it with you. I'm probably halfway up this mountain, and I was slipping and sliding, and I needed to take some time for me and reevaluate what I was feeling and what I was doing. And I realized that I had just sort of stepped away from the experience of spirit. I sort of walked away and wasn't connected. I was trying to beat this door down and do this and get this project off the ground. And, you know, however that was going to happen, I needed to do that. And I had forgotten the purpose of it. For me, the purpose is to help people in need. Some of the gifts that I have, that I've been given by spirit, are there to help people. And it's not about me. It's about spirit. It's about helping others and standing in my dignity. And when I stand in my dignity, I feel that compassion for others and the empathy, and I'm much clearer on what my goals are. I'm much clearer on how to keep climbing and healing little bits and pieces along the way and stepping over that fear and moving through it. And it's all part of the journey. And I just know that when I'm not connected to spirit, I'm not living fully in my spiritual journey. And I need to get back to that. So that was the whole thing today. Keep climbing up the mountain. Stay connected. Look around you. Be grateful for everything you have, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's all there for a reason. And I hope you enjoy your day. Keep climbing. See you next time. Bye.